views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue. Local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Friday. It's sunny, and it's always sunny here when Eldon Scott is in the studio with Sonny's Barbecue.
Woo! Happy Friday, Meg.
Yes, it's sunny. It's going to be a nice weekend.
Open, the sun's shining in here.
Yes, sir.
The smell of slow smoke barbecue.
Eldon's in the house with his red shirt, white fringe, cowboy hat. That's how I'm learning how to start my Fridays now.
Yeah. You know, I actually saw Dave Hoxing last night at Greater Pensacola Joint Business After Hours with the Minority
fun?
Chamber of Commerce. Yeah,
yeah.
Over at Jade Venue. It was a fun time. We had a great evening, and we had a little Sonny's barbecue as well.
Oh, you guys brought the food.
We did the food. Miss Ramona over there, we actually just brought like the main components, and then she set up kind of like a little bar, so everybody had like barbecue bowls.
Nice.
Yeah, it was so she did a great job with it. So we had a little fun and saw Dave last night, and I said, well, I don't have a face for radio. He said, yeah, but every time I hear you on the radio, he's like, I know what you look like. I see you in my head. Like hat and shirt and
red shoes, and here we go.
It was funny. So.
Excellent.
How are you doing today, Meg?
I'm good. I'm ready for the weekend.
We're on at 9:30 today, or 9 o'clock instead of 9:30.
Which means I'm going to be getting hungrier half an hour earlier. That's just not fair.
Torturous.
It is torturous. You have no idea.
But it is 10:45 every day, folks. So
that's true. That's when they open. Yeah. And if you're not familiar with Sonny's Barbecue and you're thinking about the weekend and getting ready for, I don't know, just having a great weekend.
Maybe football season
coming up.
We'll talk about that in
one
a
more
bit.
Week. Yeah, but who's counting? Me.
You. I saw the Facebook post, Meg. I saw the bulldog. I don't know what his name is. I know
it's Ugga.
Ugga. Okay. Yeah. I saw the pictures. Ugga. So.
But yeah, it's a cute little picture. Ugga's got his little nose up in the air, and he says, "I smell football season."
Yeah, he'd be a good snack for Albert. I'm just saying. Go
Stop
Gators.
It. Stop it. Stop it. Oh my! Between you and Stephen Schmidt,
all
you know.
The fun with football season that comes, right?
I had posted that. That Stephen posted. I have in front of me, but he posted some little snarky Gator comment. So yeah. I wrote back, "Yeah, well, Gators eat boogers." I used to have a shirt that said that. It's pretty tacky.
Yeah, that's what's fun about football season, right?
I know.
The little jabs you get to make, and the camaraderie, the fun, the get-togethers with all your people, and you know what? It's around food. I say it every time.
Absolutely, tailgating.
Every time you get people together, there's gonna be food. So why not have some good slow smoke barbecue?
I think so. Some wings at the tailgate would be good.
Our
a little macaroni and cheese.
Good. A platter of wings for $50. 50 wings, $50. That is a great deal.
Yeah. All right. So where can I go pick those up? Tell me about all your locations.
We have four locations here in the News Radio listenership area. We'll start with our Pace, Florida location. I don't know why I always start with that. Maybe next week I'm going to start in reverse order. Who knows? But the Pace, Florida location.
You could live dangerously, but that's okay.
I don't know if that's living dangerously or not. But we got to mention Meg's favorite. Every location does have a drive-through, so we got those buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches every Monday, so come and take advantage of that. But that Pace, Florida location on Highway 90, there in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, just a little bit west of Avalon Boulevard, for you to help know where that's about at. Where that is about at? Yeah, I'll get that right.
Well, the English Close teacher enough. Might have a little something on that one, but that's okay. We knew what you meant.
Yeah, it wasn't great in English.
Doesn't matter. You're the chief kindness officer.
There we go.
Right?
Some of us just excel at different things. That's all.
Correct.
Theory
that's
of
correct.
Multiple intelligences. I believe that's what they call that now.
Oh, now see? Now you're showing off.
So we have also our 9th Avenue location, which is located just south of Creighton Road, kind of across from Ashley Furniture behind the AutoZone. Nice, quaint location back there. We also do have a banquet room. We can host up to about 40. And so you can come see us. We have a TV there, so we have audio visual. So if you need to do a little PowerPoint presentation or something like that, we have that available to you. No cost for the room. So we don't charge for the room, no deposit. We just, you know, ask you to buy the food. Typically, we reserve the room from over 10 people and, like I said, up to about 40 people there. And then our Navy Boulevard location, they do also have a banquet room there. Can host up to about 75. They are on Navy Boulevard, almost at the right at the end of Highway 98, about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. So great, great location there with awesome team. And then we have our Pine Forest location, which is technically on Shelley Road and located just south of I-110. No, excuse me, I-10.
I-10, yeah.
Just okay. I-10, not 110. Just south of I-10 off of Pine Forest Road there. So
excellent.
Yeah.
So you can't miss them. They're somewhere in town. Anywhere you are in town, you can find a Sunny's Barbecue.
Yep. We open 10:45 every day.
How late are y'all open?
So Sunday through Thursday, we are open until 9:30 p.m.
Oh, that's good.
Friday and Saturday, we're open until 10 p.m.
Perfect.
And also, we don't talk about it enough. Every day, all day, buy one, get one free. Beers, draft beers.
You know, you don't talk about that enough, sir.
And it goes great with barbecue, right? You have a beer with your barbecue. And
absolutely.
So, you know, it's a great deal. You know, so come ice cold beer. And
why not?
What's on tap? And
beer and wings.
Come and get you one.
Yeah, beer or barbecue.
Two, actually.
Get you two. There you go. Okay, and then we have the specials that are ongoing. So on Saturday, it's always my favorite.
Your favorite. And then we're also doing this deal. For
the rest
the whole
of this month
of August and September, kids eat free. Kids and grandkids eat free Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Incredible. See, I think that's great because especially Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday right now, trying to get used to that schedule, going straight from school to your sports or your cheerleading or
everybody's
your soccer practice
around.
Or whatever. Everybody's running around. Yep. So you got just enough time to pop into Sonny's and get a free dinner.
Yep.
With the kids
free
and
kids meal.
Free kids meal. That's
so
pretty
now,
awesome.
On Saturday, you don't need the app, although I do recommend having the app because you want to collect those points so you can get all your rewards and take advantage of all those extra free barbecue deals that you can get. And then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you do need the app to redeem that free kids meal. So I would say go ahead and get that app downloaded, start collecting your points. You'll get that free deal inside of the app, so you'll be able to redeem that. And you're going to collect.
You know, and it's
points,
good.
So
the app is great because those rewards add up pretty quickly. If you're a regular customer, they do add up.
Yep. And then we do like special promos where we do double or triple points on different things. So you're going to get all those notifications of all of our specials going on. Like we just had Sonny Tillman's birthday.
Yeah.
Did the $10.99 rib special. So you're going to get all those deals that we're always constantly doing and pushing out. You can go to sunnysbbq.com and then you can navigate to where it says get the app, or you can go straight to your app store, just search Sonny's BBQ, and you can download that app and start taking advantage of all your
excellent. Well, if you just joined us and you're usually not here early on Friday mornings, we are talking with Eldon Scott. He's the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. If you've got a question for Eldon, 850-437-1620. And as we go forward here, we're still kind of in the summer menu, right?
Still in the summer menu.
So you can take advantage of a couple of those
weeks.
Things.
Yep,
yeah.
Yeah. It's about time we start plugging the...
Well, you tell me. It's, you know, this is your show, sir. This is the Sunny Show.
I'm going to say pecan pie egg rolls.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see my sample here.
And maple burn-ins.
Oh, okay, this is all going to be on the fall menu.
We're going to talk about it a little bit more next week.
Okay, so this is a tease.
Two teasers.
As they say.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I want to hear all about it.
There we go.
But in the meantime, you can still get
the summer menu. So we got those competition ribs.
Which are really
people
good.
Are absolutely loving those. That competition sauce got that nice molassesy note, little heat on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you get those competition ribs grilled, get that little bit of char flavor in addition to the smoke. And so those are been a fan favorite. You can get that same sauce on our slow smoked wings. So you can get our wings tossed in that sauce. And that's really good as well. So
That sounds pretty good to me.
Been one that's been a crowd pleaser for sure. So.
Okay. Well, we do have the question that usually comes in, and I'm laughing because we get this pretty often. I think you know what it's going to be.
The salad bar.
Yes, sir. Sonny's going to bring back the salad bar. My family was discussing this, and we really loved it.
Yeah.
And miss
I know.
It.
I know. No, I don't think there's any plans in the immediate future.
I think COVID probably put an end to that,
that's
right?
Pretty much it.
But you do have great salads on your menu.
We do have amazing salads. So if you still want to have a good barbecue salad, we can definitely do that. You know, we do salad for catering. A lot of times we had a catering event, and it was funny because a lot of times salad is the last thing to go.
Right.
You know, this event, like, salad was the first thing to go.
Well, there you go.
I mean, we had some left. I mean, mm-hmm. but it was definitely a heavy salad crowd, which was really interesting. So,
yeah, that's great.
You know, but
counting the calories.
Absolutely. So we can take care of you. Actually, on that summer menu, we have an iceberg wedge salad. So
that's what you said, which sounds really good.
Bacon, some barbecue sauce, some mm-hmm. blue cheese. That's a really good one. So
yeah, and then you have salad dressings. And all the fixings. And you could always add something to your salad, too, right?
Smoke and ranch, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ranch.
I like the smoke and ranch. Yeah. I've had that.
It comes with our egg rolls, you know, those barbecue egg rolls.
Yeah, pretty good.
Those are delicious.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
Are you hungry yet, folks?
Here we go. This happens every time.
I'm a little hungry, too.
I know. It happens every time. This is Pep Talk, and we have Sunny's Chief Kindness Officer here this morning with us, Eldon Scott. If you've got a question for Eldon, text it on in at 850-437-1620. So one of the things that Eldon does that's so amazing is he represents Sunny's in the community. I swear, I look on my Facebook and I'm exhausted just checking your Facebook page every time saying, like, love, like, because you are everywhere all the time. I don't know how you do it. It's amazing. And, you know, kudos to Sonny's for having you be out in the community. He brings food to so many of our nonprofit and charity events, which is awesome. Yeah. So thank you for all that you do. Because really, it's if you could get on Eldon's Facebook page, you'll be amazed, you know, at all the things that he does for our community.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it's got to be exhausting.
Fun. Yeah, you know, I get 6-7 hours of sleep every night, you know. So
okay, that's not bad.
Yeah. You're actually doing, just got a text message on my phone, and Miss Jackie Gray from Sandy Sansing. So we're actually going to be at Rally Foundation tomorrow for their event.
And, oh, excellent. For the thing that they're doing with the American Legion?
Yep.
The ride? I believe.
No, that is.
Or is that a different
that's
one?
That's in Fort Walton. That's a different one. This one's over at Sandy Sansing.
Oh, okay.
The Gold Strong Fest, I believe is what they call it. I can't remember. But yeah, it's just prepping up for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, which is September. So go Gold Strong and all that. And so we'll be out there tomorrow with them out at Sandy Sansing Nissan. So
excellent.
Be you know, treating the families that, you know, their kids are going through treatment and
right.
all the rally kids. And so that'll be it'll be a fun day.
That sounds good.
Something fun to do. They're going to have some, I think, water slides and bounce houses for the kids. And
mm-hmm.
So it'll be a good day.
Rally Foundation is a great organization, and we've had them here on the show a few times.
Yeah. Miss Jess, who was
Jessica.
I started here with, she was my host when I first started doing a pep talk. And so that's how we had a relationship with her. And
me too. She helped train me and get me, tell me how it all works. And
there
so
we go. And here we are.
Here we are.
Almost a year later.
Shout out to Jessica. Okay, well, I guess we better talk about the giveaway. We're getting kind of close to the end of the half hour here.
Yeah, we'll do that. So we're going to give away a family feast today. So that's one of the favorites, apparently. As they say, it's normally almost sometimes it's even gone before we even get off the radio and they come and pick it up. So,
I know.
Yeah, family feast, going to get 4 meats, 3 sides, bread, and a gallon of tea. So,
wow.
Let's see here. We'll be quick. The fifth person to text in Sonny's.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Yep.
850-437-1620. Fifth person to text in Sonny's is going to win a family feast.
There you go. I'm going to start talking about some of our other things. So we do spirit days for nonprofit organizations.
Oh, fun.
Or, you know, football teams or cheerleading teams or basketball teams, bands, whatever it might be. If you have an organization that needs to do a fundraiser, we do spirit days. So we do a 20% give back, and that is going to be on all in-store sales, drive-through, and then also any to-go orders that are placed. And you can place those online or, you know, just walk into the store. So we do a 20% give back. So if that's something that you'd be interested in and doing it for your organization, we'd love to host you at any of our local Sonny's barbecues and help you with that. My cell phone is 850-418-3331, 850-418-3331. And you can just reach out to me. I can help you get that scheduled up and, you know, take advantage of that. Everybody get together. The fellowship is as good as the fundraising. So getting people together and having that camaraderie and that time to you know, talk about other things outside of your normal environment. Getting to share a meal together is a great time. So, and then you get to add the added bonus of we actually give 20% back to your organization. So,
which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's just so great.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a winner.
We got a winner.
Yes, sir. The fifth
person in with dinner.
The word Sunnies was Catherine.
Congratulations.
Catherine's a regular listener here on the news radio. So, Catherine, I'll be sending you the information on how you can pick up your gift certificate for your family feast from Sunny's Barbecue.
There we go.
Yeah. So, congratulations, Catherine. And oh my goodness, we had so many people text in this morning. Thank y'all for listening and thank you for texting in. I'm sorry we don't have enough for everybody, but you'd be giving away, about 30 or 40 family feasts.
Every week.
You gave them to everybody. So, thanks so much, y'all, for texting in and listening this morning.
Yeah. And that's a great deal. It's about $50.
Yeah.
I think it's $52, and you know, it's enough for, we say 4 to 6, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's
that'd be four to six heavy eaters.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you pick the right things and you're going to definitely have plenty of food for a couple meals.
That sounds good.
One person, you could probably eat off of it a whole week. You know, I'm just saying.
Well, you know, you could use it this weekend.
Make
or
meal prep easy. Just buy Sunny's Family Feast and eat it all yourself over the next few days.
Well, that's true, too. I hadn't thought about that.
That's true, too.
Yes, sir. Well, you could use it this weekend and pick it up or save it for next week, and then you've got the Family Feast just in time to watch football.
Yeah.
So you got it all set there. Invite some folks over, watch a game. Big games already
that's
next week. So.
Well, speaking of that, let's talk about catering. So
okay,
we haven't
yes.
touched on that yet. And so
yes.
I've done catering. So we had a great time with the Pensacola Beach Chamber this week. Had a great turnout.
You had your seminar on
social
media. Congratulations on that. I heard it was great.
It was good.
They had a good turnout.
We had about 50 people come out.
Mm-hmm.
Had people from the city of Pensacola, Santa Rosa Island Authority. The zoo was there.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave anybody out. Mr. Stephen Schmidt, who will be up here shortly. I think at 10 o'clock he's coming on. He was there, and so it was a great group of folks, and we had a good time. And of course we had some Sunny's Barbecue and did a few of the things. So, and then last night, so did our barbecue meatballs,
mm-hmm.
smoked barbecue meatballs, and then our buffalo chicken dip. So there's some things that we do on our catering menu that we don't necessarily do in the restaurants. So, you know, when you're having different types of events and you have different types of styles or need different things, we can do that.
So how do I get in touch with you to do that? Or who do I get in touch with?
Well, you can always reach out directly to any of the stores. You can go to sunnyscatering.com. So you can place an order there. Then also you can, through the website, you can reach out to the stores directly, or you can reach out to me, Eldon Scott, 850-418-3331. Love to take care of you. Set up, you know, whatever you need to meet the needs for your event and get everybody fed.
Well, the nice thing about your catering is that you'll either drop it off and you can set it up yourself, but
right.
I have to say I'm a little lazy, so they do a beautiful job of setup depending on what you need. So if it's just kind of a buffet sort of thing where you have it, like we have you bring it for our staff meetings, which is great.
Yep.
We always love it when Sunny's provides us lunch, but you can also make it fancy, right?
We absolutely can. Actually, yeah, we're doing we're going to do the annual banquet for the Greater Pensacola Chamber. And so talking a little bit about that last night and
excellent.
How we were going to set it up. And so we're going to have some charcuterie tables for VIP reception. And
mm-hmm.
so we're going to have dessert bar and so all the things. So we're going to have, and we're going to be doing prime rib.
Mm.
So
get
your tickets, folks.
Rib.
Go to the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
PensacolaChamber.com.
Before it sells out. So good with the website.
Well, you know, then that chamber background helps
yeah,
a little
bit. Yeah, it does, maybe.
Well, that sounds
but
exciting.
Yeah, so, you know, we're elevating the experience a little bit. And so we're going to do some, you know, higher end style things. But if you just need a backyard barbecue, whether you're picking it up, which is always the best value,
mm-hmm.
For delivery, we do charge a delivery fee, you know, which is very modest, if I might say. You know, I think it's very reasonable. You know, whether you have a wedding or a company function, funeral or whatever it might be. I got a couple funerals coming up. So,
yeah,
you know,
it's sometimes nice to have it just taken care of.
Yeah, well,
in that situation.
It's honestly I don't say it's one of my favorite things to do because it's not, but it's an honor. How about that? Maybe
there
that's the
go.
Better way to say it. When people say, hey, mom loved, you know, Sunny's Barbecue. Dad loves Sunny's Barbecue, you know, and those types of things, you know, so when they reach out and I get to do those sorts of functions to get to take care of the family members in those situations,
mm-hmm.
it really does for me, it feels special. Like, you know, I just don't want to say that I don't want to take the extra care when I, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's just understanding the situation and what it is. So for me, it is kind of always an honor to be able to do those things for people that I know.
I think that's a pretty much a tradition, especially in the South,
yeah,
of having good food when you're having a wake or the reception after the service
together,
or whatever, and the family gets together and everybody brings something. Everybody brings a little potluck and desserts. But to have Sonny's there would be great, too. I mean, that's definitely a positive.
It is. Getting a little emotional.
Oh, good for you. But the thing, too, that I'm always impressed, and I mention this every week, is that I think of catering being like, you know, 20, 25 people, maybe 50 people tops. I'm not correct about that. Tell me.
No.
Are big time. I mean, you can do little catering or a lot.
Yep. And so
if you're having an event, you know, reach out to Eldon because you might find out that there'd be a great opportunity. Yeah. How many people?
Yeah, we like to say from 10 to 10,000.
Wow.
Yeah, the biggest one I've been a part of was like 4,600 people.
Unbelievable to me.
We do a big one over at University of South Alabama every year. And I think it's up to 5,500 this year.
I really don't know how you do that. That's huge.
You know what it is, Meg? It's a great team. Mm-hmm. It's a great team. Have tons of years of experience on doing these big jobs.
Right.
And so I'm gonna say big jobs, but big caterings, feeding a lot of people.
Yeah.
And feeding them in a timely manner. You know, feeding that many people, and they got things to do. You can't take 10 hours to do it. So, you know, the processes and systems in place to get that many people fed in a short period of time. It's impressive.
It is impressive. I've been to a couple, not quite that big, that you've done where it's been, you know, a lot of people, but the food is always hot. It always tastes good. It doesn't compromise on the qualities because the quantity is higher. So that's really great, too. All right, so we got a couple minutes left. Anything you want to touch on? Anything going on this weekend?
The catering, so doing the Rally Foundation tomorrow. So
at Sandy Sanson.
So that's going to be a good time. And so looking forward to that. And you asked me the question. Outside of that, I'm drawing a blank on what else I got coming up next week.
Are you going to get some time off this weekend?
I might have a little time off.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. You got to have a little. This man needs to rest a little bit.
Maybe I'll just do a little barbecue at home.
There you go. There you go. That works. Now, does your family have a favorite? That when they say, Dad, can you bring something home? Can you bring this home? Or your wife? I mean, what do they ask for?
Wifey's big fan of the barbecue beans and cornbread.
The secret is out.
Yep. And then
barbecue beans and cornbread.
Pulled pork sandwich all the way. You know, that's his that's his go-to, pulled pork sandwich and fries. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
You still have the Monday special.
Monday special.
Pulled pork, right?
Buy one, get one free. Pulled pork sandwiches.
Every Monday.
Every Monday. Take advantage of it. Come see us. Swing through that drive-thru. Grab that deal. Mm-hmm. And then again,
the kids.
Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday. So come see us. But then also, through August and September, kids eat free with the app Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So
that in and of itself is a reason to download that app.
Yeah.
For sure.
We got baby back ribs, mac and cheese, chicken tenders. I saw a thing of videos like, I can't remember what it was. It's, you know, a reel. You know how you watch reels. And
the
lady was like, my kids are... palate is getting so sophisticated. They like chicken tenders from the Mexican restaurant, from the Italian restaurant, chicken tenders from the barbecue restaurant. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. Well, nothing beats anything like Sonny's barbecue.
Yeah, so we like to say we throw barbecue slathered in Southern hospitality. We have a great team. All of our servers do a great job of taking care of our guests. You know, you come in, our pit masters are smoking up that slow smoke barbecue every day. Every day, the smokers get loaded at like 7-8 o'clock at night.
My goodness.
The briskets and the butts are seasoned. They smoke an oak all night long.
I'm so hungry. It's too early. We need to get you on at 10:30 so then I go straight from here, right? Because it opens at 10:45, so I could literally get off the air and go get some Sonny's.
Not a bad idea. Maybe instead of doing the show early, because Nicole Stacy's going to be on
next.
She's
coming up next with Visit Pensacola.
She's going to be on it. Maybe we do the after show. Maybe we get Stefan in here early.
There you go. Get the whole gang.
Yeah.
And then you bring in those. What is that, the new thing now? You're going to bring in the pecan pie, something.
We'll talk more about that next week.
Next week. Okay. That's coming with the fall menu.
We appreciate y'all listening.
All right.
The Always Sonny Show.
Thank you, Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue, is always here with us on Fridays, bringing the sunshine into the studio. Thanks, Eldon.
Have a great week.